This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Talks between U.S. and Mexican officials on immigration and trade adjourned Wednesday without a deal. Later Wednesday, President Trump tweeted that progress had been made, but in his words, not nearly enough. The president added that the talks would continue Thursday with the understanding that if no agreement is reached, tariffs would start on Monday. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said that he is optimistic about the talks because Mexico had a chance to explain its point of view.
We are optimistic because we have a good meeting with respectful position from both parts.
President Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs on Mexican goods beginning Monday if Mexico does not do something about illegal migrants crossing through its territory on their way to the U.S. Mexico is the U.S.'s largest trading partner and delivered more than $346 billion in goods to the United States last year. Some Republican lawmakers have said that they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. About 1,000 Central American migrants were intercepted in Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The group included many women and children. Military police, immigration agents, and federal police blocked their advance, showing a tougher new stance. But this man says Mexican officials opened the door and allowed them through because they came calmly and did not come to cause problems. Later, unarmed agents wrestled some migrants who resisted to the ground, but the vast majority complied and boarded buses or immigration agency vans to an immigration detention center. This man says his group is from Honduras. He says life is very hard in Honduras. Many say they were getting away from gang violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.